Sorry I missed it. Just got here a few minutes ago, when all was said and done. Loftus lived on the Cape, probably only an hour away, so the shooting had happened that fast. Bobby realized for the first time that he had no idea what the hour was. He'd gotten the call, jumped in his car, set up his rifle. The whole thing was already a blur in his mind, a series of actions and reactions. He came, he saw, he did. Holy shit, he had killed a man. Honestly, blown off half a man's head. "Thank you," the woman said. "Thank you." Bobby leaned out of the car.
"Cameras?"
he asked.
"Got 'em covered."
"Good."
Bobby vomited onto the street.
"I'm really sorry,"
Loftus said quietly. Bobby leaned back against the seat. He closed his eyes.
"Yeah," he said. "So am I."
The EAU guys came next. Fellow officers, sort of like a peer support group. They walked him through the process. Investigators from the DA's office would be interviewing him shortly. He should answer the questions truthfully but as briefly as possible. He had the right to an attorney. The State Police Association of Massachusetts, SPAM, would pay for his lawyer. He had the right to end questioning whenever he felt uncomfortable. He had the right against self-incrimination. He should be aware that the guidelines for use of deadly force stated that lethal force was appropriate if you felt your own life or someone else's was in immediate danger. Something to consider, you know, when the investigators ask their questions. The ADA would probably need at least 2 weeks to study the events. Bobby's gun would be examined, tapes of the radio conversation between him and the command post analyzed. They would do ballistic tests on the crime scene and take statements from everyone, including Bobby's teammates, the woman and child, and good old Mr. Harlow. At the end of the investigation, it would be up to the DA's office to decide if the facts warranted criminal charges. If it was a righteous shoot, then Bobby was okay. Public affairs would issue a statement, the DA would issue a statement, and Bobby would be back in action. If the DA did decide to press criminal charges... Well, let's not put the cart before the horse. From here on out, Bobby was on paid administrative leave. It wouldn't be a bad idea to use that time to come to terms with tonight. Maybe talk to some other guys who'd been through it. The EAU could arrange it. Maybe even, if he wanted, sign up for some post-critical incident counseling. The EAU had a shrink they highly recommended, and it would look good on Bobby's record. Killing someone was a big deal, even for a cop. The sooner he faced it, the sooner he could get on with his life. Then the EAU guys were gone, and the investigators took their place.